Brethren and Sisters in Battle Creek, Healdsburg, California, April 8, 1882. Dear brethren and sisters in Battle Creek, I have felt determined to have nothing to say in vindication of anyone in Battle Creek or in condemnation of anyone. But I have been troubled night and day for weeks, most decidedly, and for months have at times felt so great a burden I could not rest or sleep. It has been my purpose to let matters develop. It must come to head, and let it come. There has been, for many nights now, a burden too heavy for me to carry, and I will now seek to rid my soul of this burden if I can, by writing to you. Hitherto, if I bore a message to the church in vindication of a brother or sister, the one concerned has taken advantage of my words and lifted themselves up, and their course has shown they made a wrong use of the light given them. While if reproof was given one, there has been so little of the Spirit of God with this church, they have used the testimony to wound and bruise and crush the ones reproved. There has been so great a lack of discernment and of the spirit of tenderness and forbearance and divine pity that I hardly dare now to trust the light God has given me with you until there shall be evidence that you are a converted church. But I dare not keep entirely silent. I am aware of your trials and confusion, and I feel the deepest pity for you all. I know that you were standing in the light. And if the Spirit of God were among you, operating upon hearts, these things would not be. The secret of your declension and dissension arises more from the neglect of performing parental duty than any other cause. The neglect of piety at home, of good, sensible, God-fearing fathers and mothers, is the principal underlying cause of your difficulty. You have, many of you, good homes, but no Christ in them. You may be surprised at this statement, but I tell you in the name of the Lord, you are a hardened, backslidden people. The truth has been shining in its bright beams to your understanding. God has wrought in a wondrous manner in your behalf, but your works do not correspond with your faith. That which Christ uttered in regard to Capernaum is as verily applicable to you. You have more to fear and dread from nominal Christianity than any other evil.